from Stoic wisdoms, the point where everyone quits. The quitting point doesn't announce itself as a choice. It arrives disguised as clarity. You've been working towards something for months or years. Progress was visible at first, then it plateaued. Now you're in the middle stretch where effort produces nothing measurable and every session feels harder than the last. The gap between where you are and where you imagined you'd be has widened into something that looks like evidence. Evidence that you're not built for this, that you lack whatever ineffable quality the successful people have, that your initial excitement was naive optimism colliding with your actual limitations. This feeling doesn't present itself as doubt. It presents itself as realism, as finally seeing the situation clearly after months of self-deception. The quitting point feels like information about reality, and that's precisely what makes it so effective at ending things. Most advice about persistence misses this entirely. It treats quitting as a motivation problem, as if you just need better reasons to continue or stronger willpower to push through. But the person standing at the quitting point isn't suffering from weak motivation. They're suffering from what feels like an epistemological revelation. I now know something true about my potential that I didn't know before. The feeling is so convincing because it's based on real data. You have been working hard. Progress has slowed. The gap has widened. Other people do seem to advance more easily. These aren't distortions or cognitive errors. They're observable facts. But facts don't tell you whether continuing would eventually produce results. You cannot know this from inside the valley. The view from the middle of any difficult process is always the same. Effort without corresponding reward, time passing without visible progress, other people apparently succeeding where you're struggling. This view is completely uninformative about whether you're 6 months from break, through or 6 years from inevitable failure. Yet we treat this view as if it contains knowledge about outcomes. We scan our current state for signs about our potential, as if difficulty level correlates with ultimate success or failure. It doesn't. Some people quit right before the infliction point. Some people persist for years on paths that lead nowhere. The difficulty you're experiencing now tells you nothing about which category you're in. This is the trap. We're wired to extract meaning from patterns, to read present circumstances as prediction. When a child touches a hot stove and gets burned, the pain contains legitimate information. Don't touch hot stoves. When you work hard at something for months and see minimal progress, your nervous system processes this similarly. This isn't working, stop doing it. But learning a complex skill isn't touching a hot stove. The relationship between effort and result isn't immediate or linear. There are long periods where you're building capacity that hasn't yet translated into visible performance. There are plateaus that feel permanent but aren't. There are learning curves that look nearly flat for extended periods before shooting upward. You cannot feel the difference between not improving because this isn't for you and not improving because you're in the normal middle phase of skill acquisition. Both feel identical from inside the experience. Like failure, the Stoics had a principle that's usually stated as focus on what you can control, but the sharper version of this principle is rarely articulated. Needing results as confirmation that you should continue is itself a form of surrendering control. Quitting at this point isn't weakness. It's the rational response to the information available. The problem is that the information is wrong. The rest of this post breaks down how to move through the valley without relying on progress as proof. Over 200,000 people now read Stoic Wisdoms. If you haven't upgraded yet, you can unlock this full post and all premium content including the Confidence series and Stoic Reflections. Annual subscriptions are currently 25% off.